All right, here we go with boots and salutes this morning and the internet news poll question today. Do you think the move by Ontario in regards to the ad campaign with an excerpt from Ronald Reagan was a good move? Well, 71% say no to adding Ronald Reagan there. Boots and salutes, good morning.
Yes, I've got two salutes. The first one's for the Parkside Variety Potato Supper on Friday night. It was excellent. And the second one's for the Parkside Bill Black Fan Club. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning.
Whoop. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, I want to salute Donald Trump for putting up $10 million to change the name of Duck Lake to Trumpville. Thank you.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Hello, I'd like to salute CJWW for the great tickets. This is Avery, that I won the tickets for the PBR on Saturday night. It was awesome. Thank you very much.
Glad you had a good time. Right on. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute both the Hilltops and the Huskies for their wins on the weekend.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And the Hilltops back for the Canadian Bowl. Seems pretty fitting, right? That team was just met with some adversity, and here they are getting it done.
For sure.
Right on. Thanks for the call. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I have a big salute for man-made underwear.
Yeah?
My wife got me a couple pairs last year, and I just love them. Ladies, if you're listening, Christmas is coming up, and surprise your man with man-made underwear. Thank you.
I've seen those commercials on TV. There's the testament for them right there, right on. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to give a boot to that fellow that worships Carney, his favorite prime minister. Carney failed again and is putting Canada into more debt than ever. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to the Saskatoon Blades and the Toronto Blue Jays, and I'd like to give a boot to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Boot to the Dodgers. I love it. Go, Jays, go. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I'd like to salute Doug Ford for messing with the bull and getting the horns. Really, Trump is a bully, and there's nothing more this world needs with him. I think let the world do its free trade all around the Americas and let them suffer. I really don't care. I'd never want to see another American product in this country, to be honest. I don't care how much it hurts us, but the U.S., I'm done with them.
Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'm phoning about the price of gas, and we got that same gas in Spiritred up north here as Melford has. We must have that good gas, huh? $1.31. And yeah, it's always. But no wonder there's about 30 people that work there, so I guess they got to pay them somehow.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Thank goodness for Doug Ford, and Trump is a bully.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Blah, blah, blah.
306-938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. We've got some lines open. Boots and Salutes, hello.
Yeah, I'd like to salute Trump for helping to sink this country into debt so far. So when he takes it over as the 51st state, he can have all the debt too. Right on, Trump.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot out to that McTague and their price of gas out here. Why did it jump 10 cents a liter the last week or so? This is getting ridiculous. I think people of this province better wake up.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I phoned in on Friday complaining about Doug Ford and his stupid ad he put out. Now there's another 10% tariffs coming on. The man is a liberal through and through. He wears a blue suit. There is nothing conservative about the man. He's got to be kicked out of Ontario, too.
Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot a certain restaurant in Martinsville. I won't mention the name, but it has those golden arches. Pathetic service, very slow.
We've got the Saskatchewan Huskies, capping their Canada West regular season in first place. They are going to host UBC in the semifinals coming up next weekend. And a win there would give them home field advantage all the way through the Mitchell Bowl. So good luck to the Dogs. Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I think we should get ready with BC as well. From what I hear, they're getting ready to put an ad out as well about lumber. So there's another 15-20% added on to tariffs. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. This was just for the fellow that was just on saying that Trump is putting this country into huge debt. No, sorry, buddy. That's 10 years of the Liberals. Just look at what they've done. Thank you.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute what's left of our country. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
And good morning. When did you say that cash cow was?
We play that every weekday morning around 7:15.
Ooh, thanks.
There you go. Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. No matter what we do or don't do with Trump, the U.S. so-called president of inflation and he will do what he wants to do. If he gets a poker in his finger, he'll do what he wants to do. It doesn't matter what we do or say with him. Thank you.
Hi there, boots and salutes.
Hi, I got a boot for Adam for calling in sick today, and a salute for Rob Ford, the better of the two Ford brothers.
Boots and salutes.
Big boots to all the whiny farmers.
Well, World Series tied at 1-1, heading into Game 3. It is going to be down in L.A. tonight with Max Scherzer getting the start for the Jays. It is his fifth career World Series appearance. How do we think Mad Max is going to do tonight? We are all hoping, the whole nation, well, at least a majority of the nation anyway, cheering on those Toronto Blue Jays this evening. And again, congratulations, Dale Bodner, Chuck, $280 richer in the CJWW Sasmel Cash Cow a little earlier on today. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes, the Monday morning edition. It's back same time, same place tomorrow.